The terrible gale which struck the merchant ship on which Paul and his companions were travelling was known by the name of Euraquilo, a hybrid Greek-Latin term meaning a very strong northeast wind. Completely out of control, the ship was driven along for 14 days, and the sailors gave up all hope of being saved. Then Paul's word from the Lord, saying that no lives but only the ship would be lost, encouraged everyone on board. In the book of Acts, Luke the author never mentions himself by name, but he marks his presence by using the plural pronoun we. So he writes, "It was already the 14th night, and we were still being driven across the Mediterranean. About midnight," he says, "the sailors had a feeling that we were approaching land. They took soundings and found that the water was 20 fathoms deep. A short time later, they did the same and found 15 fathoms. Fearing that we would be dashed against the rocks, they dropped 4 anchors from the stern and prayed for daylight. The crew had decided to save their lives and abandon ship in the lifeboat, so pretending they were going to lower some anchors from the bow, they began to let the lifeboat down into the sea. Paul knew their intentions and said to the centurion and the soldiers, 'Unless these men stay on board, you cannot be saved.' So the soldiers cut the ropes that held the lifeboat and let it fall away. Just before dawn, Paul urged them all to eat. 'For the last 14 days,' he said, 'you have been waiting in fear and constant suspense, and all this time you have gone without food. I beg you then to eat something. You need it to survive. Not even a hair of your head will be lost.' Having said this, he took some bread, gave thanks to God in front of them all, broke it, and began to eat. They all took courage and ate some food themselves. Altogether, says Luke, there was a total of 276 of us on board. After everyone had eaten enough, they lightened the ship by throwing the grain into the sea. When daylight came, the crew did not recognize the island, but they saw a bay with a sandy beach and decided to run the ship aground there if they could. Cutting loose the anchors, they left them in the sea and at the same time untied the ropes that held the rudders. Then they hoisted the foresail to the wind and made for the beach, but the ship hit a sandbar and ran aground. The bow stuck fast and would not move, while the stern was broken to pieces by the violence of the waves. The soldiers decided to kill the prisoners so that none of them could swim ashore and escape, but the centurion, wanting to spare Paul's life, kept them from carrying out their plan. He ordered those who could swim to jump overboard first and make for the shore. The rest were to follow, holding on to planks or to some broken pieces of the ship. When everyone was safely ashore, they found out that the island was called Malta. The islanders were very kind and made them welcome. They built a fire because it was cold and had started to rain. Paul gathered a pile of brushwood, and as he put it on the fire, a viper came out on account of the heat and fastened itself to his hand. When the islanders saw the snake hanging from his hand, they said to each other, 'This man must be a murderer, for justice will not let him live, even though he escaped from the sea.' But Paul shook the snake off into the fire and suffered no harm. The people expected him to swell up or suddenly fall down dead, but after waiting a long time and seeing nothing unusual happen to him, they changed their minds and said he was a god. There was an estate nearby that belonged to Publius, the chief official of the island. He welcomed the travellers to his home and took care of them for 3 days. His father was in bed, very ill with a high fever. Paul went into his room to see him, and having prayed and placed his hands on him, the sick man was healed. Everyone heard about it, and all the other sick people on the island came to Paul and were cured." Next episode, Paul in Rome.